workshop equipment you need on the go. Download the new Worth app today. The value of coin increased by 2 cents today to $3.51. What is your coin worth today? Summer Breakfast.
Very good to be with you. Summer Breakfast here on SEN. David King and Jack Heverin. You can join us across the show, of course, 1300 736 736 and on the text 0433 98 11 16. Still to come today, Shane McInerney will join us. We'll talk about the game as it stands right now from an umpire's perspective. And Curtis Sardi, who coached Josh Green as a junior, will join us a little bit later on as well. Pick number 18 in yesterday's NBA draft. We're here with thanks to Coin. Shop local with coin.com.au and win. And we'll take a bit of a temperature check a little later on, Kingy, which is some of the fallout of the rule changes and who said what yesterday. It was an interesting day to sort of sit by the radio and just have Twitter going, all that sort of stuff, to see what everyone had to say. Differing views, I suppose, coming out of yesterday.
Yeah, and that's the game. That's our game in a nutshell, isn't it? We can all sit there and watch the same game, see different things, assess what we like and what we don't like. Whether you like the current game or you don't like the current game is up for discussion. Some people go harder than others. I don't think the changes were that radical, to be perfectly honest. So I don't think there's much to digest outside the fact that we just have to work out where we're going. What do we want the game to look like and work back from there? We seem to be making all these changes and hoping we end up at the right point.
Has there been any fallout from Mason Cox? Any more fallout from the man that you called the professional manner of the mark yesterday?
That's one of his primary functions.
You didn't say one of yesterday.
No, I said it's probably his main function.
Let's hook into our conversation starter for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. I've got your back. Yeah. You know that. I've got your back. We're going to talk about the Kangaroos today. It's a really crucial time for the club. They've got a coaching role that needs to be filled, and there's a subcommittee that's going to work and doing all of the interviewing as we speak. But I suppose, Kingy, before we flesh out the candidates, holistically, it does feel like this decision's crucial, and then the next 12 to 24 months is pretty crucial for the club as well.
Yeah, I think it's important, and I feel every blow because I'm a Kangaroos fan. I think you've got to separate existence from performance. There's two different things. The Kangaroos are going nowhere. They've got the second stage or the next stage of the development of the building and the premises happening in the next short term, the whole redevelopment of that area. They're going nowhere. Financially, they've never been in a better position than where they are right now, which sounds stupid, and they'll make a profit again this year in the toughest year that everyone's had from a business point of view. So don't worry about the existence of the Kangaroos. This is a decision about performance, about getting the game plan and getting the club back winning games of football and developing, you know, their best people that they probably can, whether it's staff or players or whatever. That's what it's all about. So they've got to choose the coach that can correct that, not to save the place from going to Tasmania or going out of...
It doesn't feel like it needs saving, to be honest, does it?
Well, that's what... It sort of always comes to, if they get this wrong, they'll end up in Tassie. That discussion for me, I don't find a real... I don't agree with that discussion. It has no logic at all. So you look at the three candidates that are left, and they offer different things. Yeah? Mm. So clearly it's going to end up being a first-time coach. That's the way it's going to fall. Now, you've got David Noble, who's the front runner at the moment, who's done everything in the game, who's been bits and pieces of every phase and every role that the game has to offer. Does he have the absolute coaching acumen of the other two? I would say no. We haven't seen it, and he hasn't lived that for some time. And it's the Chris Fagan mould. It's the older guy, the experienced head, someone who can come in and take a few bullets while we reset. And over the next couple of years, it's going to be tough in the wins and loss column. And then you've got the other two, Rob Harvey, absolute master of strategy, great individual one-on-one coach, and I'm sure would have a great impact on so many of these young Kangaroo players, how to train, how to live, how to play, set standards. And then you've got Daniel G and Syracuse, who's probably competent in that area, but is great with relationships and a great a mate, if you like. He'd be a player's coach.
Would he be a young player's coach? Because that's going to be the demographic for North Melbourne's list for the next few years, isn't it, to be quite young?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of youth come in over the next couple of drafts, but there's still a core of senior players there that, you know, six or eight players that are going to be really important showing the way. So I think that the three candidates offer totally different points of difference. So how do you decide what you want as a football club? And well, that's where they're at right now.
Well, I guess the first step, and they would have gone through this process, Glenn Archer and Brady Rawlings and the subcommittee that North Melbourne have had assembled. Paul Roos is doing some work on that too via correspondence. I suppose the first thing in that instance, King, and you tell us, but do you start with what do we want out of a coach? What's the very first starting point when you're starting to, before you even begin interviewing people?
Yeah, what do we need?
Yeah.
What works for the North Melbourne Football Club? And it may be different from other clubs, from other football clubs. It clearly is. Yes, it's important because, you know, we've unfortunately put Reece in a position which challenged him to some degree in 2020, and it hasn't gone to plan, and unfortunately that hasn't worked for anyone. So you can't afford for that sort of situation to happen again. We can't be looking in 12, 18 months to be replacing this next guy. We just can't be there. So it is important. This is why it comes back to David Noble for me, just because of sheer experience and having seen challenge at a whole host of football clubs before. And he has the experience, I think, to take the media side of it really well. You know, there's going to be some challenging questions. There's going to be some times where we're probably going to underperform over the next 12 months or so. Yeah. And he'll be able to sit there and in a really measured and calm way say, yep, this is going well, that's not going so well, blah, 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 and educate us on the run. And I think David Noble is a Kangaroos kind of guy.
What does that mean?
You get what you see.
Yeah, okay.
You know, this is a guy that's been around struggling footy clubs, and then he's gone to the Brisbane Lions and had a major impact on what they've done the last couple of years. So the players will say, well, he's got the answers. Yeah, absolute understanding of the game is not a separating factor anymore in a coaching appointment, because you just have to accept that they all know the game. They all know strategy. So you can't ask one magic question to Rob Harvey and ask that same question to Daniel G and Siracusa and have their answer say, well, he knows more about it than him. It's just not like that, because we all see the game differently, have different philosophies.
And I think we've had some appointments in the past, haven't we, where master tacticians look like the right way to go, but they couldn't build relationships. They knew the game back to front. They knew every single nook and cranny of it, but they couldn't get any of the players to play for them.
So it's important. I think you'll get a decision this weekend.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they didn't already know, to be honest. I mean, the last interview of each was done Wednesday and Thursday. I think the two, I think Rob Harvey and Daniel G and Siracusa, I think we re-interviewed Wednesday, and David Noble yesterday. So I think you'll get an answer pretty quick. I wouldn't be surprised if as we said, you know, if you make your move at the clock tower at Flemington, the clock tower is probably, you know, this afternoon, tomorrow. I think that I genuinely think on Monday when we catch up next, we'll be saying that David Noble's probably the Kangaroos coach.
Well, David Noble would know full well, because he was such a major part of the rebuild at Brisbane, that it's more than just him though, isn't it? So this, he's lucky, whereas at Brisbane they didn't have this. He came in as the footy manager. There's a solidified footy manager in Brady Rawlings. But does he need to start to, or would he have already started to think about what the rest of his team is going to look like? Because there's not much left of North Melbourne's coaching staff right now.
No, and he may not get it first year. I mean, this is a long-term, you know, hopefully, I say hopefully, but this is a vision that you've got to have that's a 4 or 5 year plan. And he may not end up with what he wants tomorrow, and he may not end up with it for 12 or 18 months. But you know, I think first and foremost, you've got to say, this is what your football club should look like. This is how the hierarchy should fall. These people are responsible for those decisions. Let them make those decisions. Mm. We're responsible for this. Let us do that. And just everyone do their own role. I think there's been too much overlap and too much confusion. But I've got no doubt that the guys have, and I differ to a few others, and I get that. I've got no doubt the guys they got there now, give them some time. They've been there 5 minutes, and you're talking about, you know, Mafia and Rawlings and the new list build, the new management team there, and clearly a new coach. Give them some time, and I'm sure that things will work out as they always do for the Kangaroos in their own way.
In their own way. 1-300-736-736 to join us. Our conversation starter for Kia, the all-new Kia Sorento, has landed. If you were put in charge, who would it be? Would it be David Noble? Would it be Robert Harvey? Would it be Daniel G in Syracuse? 1-300-736-736.
And you've got to nominate why. What's the separating factor? Like, no one knew who Alistair Clarkson was until he became Alistair Clarkson. So sometimes it's not necessarily right in front of you.
He was third in line, wasn't he, Clarko, for that job?
Yeah, with Terry Wallace and Rodney
Eade. Rodney Eade, yeah.
So, I mean, the decisions that requires a little bit of, at the end, a little bit of guesswork.
I think they all do, don't they?
Yeah.
In one way, shape or form.
Yeah.
What does Daniel G and Syracuse get out of the process? But people say, you quite often hear that it's good to go through the process. What does he get out of being involved in this?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Are you damaged by not getting the role at that age, or are you better for the experience? Mm. I don't have the answer, and maybe Daniel has a better understanding of that answer today than what any of us do. Does it damage Rob Harvey going for another role and missing out? Or is it just the set of circumstances that the Kangaroos are chasing? Probably this time, probably need a more experienced football person that's seen a few different things and lived a few different roles. Or does he get the job? I mean, we don't know who's got the job or who is going to get the job.
No, we're following what it looks like.
Are you damaged if you miss out is the question I ask.
It seems as though if there was a bullet flying around for Daniel G and Syracuse, it feels like at the moment it'd just brush off. Because he's so young, he's 6 years into his assistant coaching journey. He's just made the move. He's been at the one club his entire life. He's going to be with Essendon this year. But just from the outside looking in, King, it doesn't really feel as though G will take any sort of wound from this, will he? He'll, in fact, if anything, it's nice to have been in the conversation, perhaps.
Yeah, I think your first one everyone's pretty positive about, but then your second and third. So how many would Rob Harvey have gone for? He would have gone for two or three?
Yeah, I think he got deep. I'm going back now. He got deep in the St Kilda conversation at least once, if not twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that becomes a problem, doesn't it? And everyone goes back to the Brian Royal discussion, where Brian probably went for six or seven interviews and just never quite got over the line. How long before the next wave of coaches come through and you get swallowed up by the next batch?
Or is the next wave going to be put on the back burner a little bit? Because will more clubs be looking for a David Noble, Chris Fagan type of figure?
There's not many out there, though, is there?
See a bit of a switch and a bit of a trend where for a little while there we wanted coaches virtually fresh out of the game? Will we see it go another way maybe where you need to have a gamut of experience, not just coaching but list management and footy management and development and all sorts of things like that?
Fascinating. And I think we've all got our own thoughts and our own philosophies, but it is a big job, and it is a 2 to 3 year process to get the list sorted. And in that phase, you've just got to make sure you're taking everyone along for the ride. And the Kangaroo fans, and I get a lot of feedback from them. They're not afraid of the not the struggle, but the challenge to be maybe not the one of the haves, to be a have not, but to then still achieve. So that's the challenge, to get back there. I mean, everyone talks about Leicester winning the EPL a couple of years ago and how hard that is for a club like that. Well, that's what we love. That's why we're so passionate about our footy club.
Craig's in St Albans. Craig, what are you making of the North Melbourne coaching situation? Who's the right candidate in your mind and why?
Morning, boys. Look, probably out of the three, David Noble. But, David, I ask a question. Out of those three with the experience, I can't work out why there isn't a Mark Williams or a Gary Ayres, somebody that's been there and done it and been through all the stuff these blokes are going to have to go through.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't have the answer, Craig, to be honest with you. I'm not close enough to it. But I think that they would have inquired about some of those guys. And then you make an assessment. Okay, we're going down this path.
Yeah,
we're choosing. See, I threw up Mick Malthouse and Mark Williams at the start, just for someone that can come in and handle the situation, even if it's only for a couple of seasons, to get through the hard yards, to do the heavy lifting, whilst you don't subject a young coach, a Daniel G in Syracuse, doesn't get subjected to the 2 years of pain that are probably coming.
Paul Roos and Simon Goodwin, isn't it, really?
That sort of, just have someone that's one step removed that may be your next coach. I don't love the succession plan. I don't love the handover period of the, you know, Worsfold Rutten style or even the Roos Goodwin style. I don't really love that. Don't know if that works. Who's your boss? You got two masters. It's a difficult thing to live. But I didn't mind the older, more experienced Mark Williams, Mick Malthouse style coach coming in for a short period of time. And if they did a great job, you can keep going. Mm. I mean, just because of their birth certificate doesn't mean that, you know, it does in Australia, unfortunately. Overseas, not so much. But I would have endorsed something like that. I don't know whether they wanted to do it. I actually don't know whether Mick Mildhouse would want to do it. But if he did, it would, be, in my opinion, be a perfect role.
It's our conversation starter for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. 1-300-736-736. More on this on the other side of the break. And David Noble spoke at the start of the trade period about where he stood. We'll share that with you on the other side of it as well.